It's the motherfucking Millennial Media Podcast.
Yeah, so, okay. I should probably do like a welcome.
Well, this is Dion. Dion Brown.
Dion Derwin!
Dion Brown! This is, I love podcasts. I love people, and I love hearing what people think. And I feel like a lot of people think that as well. So, when I came to this beautiful queen's house, I was like, you need a podcast? And she was like...
say, you need a podcast, and then make me one that same night.
Where are my other Sagges at?
That's brilliant people shit.
Brilliant.
Oh, what, you need a podcast? Oh,
huh. You know what? I think podcast, it's a Sag thing.
What does that mean?
Sagittarius?
Yes, I know the whole word, but
Queen
like,
Radio... Isn't Big Boy like a...
I fucking love Big Boy. Big Boy is my personal
How do you
homie.
Feel about that?
What?
Because we're not going to talk about it.
What are you doing with
no, that? No. Listen, because this is your opportunity, because I have to know. For everyone in LA and whoever's listening, what does...
Nobody?
By the way, I was supposed to introduce her, damn it.
Don't know who I am.
This is Angie. This woman... helped raise me to the artist I am today and to the person I am today alongside my great parents. Shout out to them. And I do anything for her. I help her. She's family. So I'm interviewing her today. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation.
And you came to my rescue.
I came to the rescue. Wow, this is going to be in the archives.
Let me tell y'all about Dion.
We gotta clap. Everyone clap at home. To get started, damn it.
Because yes,
people, it's hard.
Getting started is fucking hard because you gotta believe in yourself. And that's not no easy. They put that on the poster with the kitten hanging off, you know, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And shit. Like,
the mean thing.
The library posters.
Okay.
Like, that they used to have at the Scholastic Book Fair.
Okay.
So it's one of those.
She getting started, y'all. Here she go.
She's
okay.
She's starting up.
That's why I said, okay, put on your seatbelt.
Because this bitch is crazy. Anyway, so talking about Dion. He used to come to my door, and he'd be like,
here she go.
Miss Angie. And I'd be like, oh my God, here comes the cutest little boy. I love this little.
This little black punk. Boy.
This and he was so gay.
Black boy.
Okay?
Back
because,
the door.
I clapped for him. I was his number one fan, okay?
Number one.
He used to come to my back door and sing Beyonce songs. Him and his little sister would.
Yo.
Performance.
Yo.
And I was like, the number one fan. I was like, these kids are brilliant geniuses.
Shout out to Finn Black Boys. Shout out to black boys in general. Shout out to black women. Shout out to brown women.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Angie.
You.
She just gave me a whole little bio on her damn podcast.
Because all right. They need to know who you are. You're the next baby Kanye DJ Khaled.
Well,
Kumbaya?
Kumbaya. Let's start. That goes to my first question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who is, in this day and age, right now, at this moment when we're recording, who is Angie? Angela Aguirre, who are you? And what do you want them to know in this present day? Who are you? How would you define yourself right now?
I am an ever-evolving bad bitch on the cusp of her own greatness.
A cusp.
The cusp. Because I'm a poet, so I use words like that in my regular daily life. Yeah, I'm just somebody who's really trying to figure myself out, and I'm, like, having a good time doing it. Who are you?
Wait. Who? I just want everyone to recognize that. That beautiful answer.
Oh my God. You're my number one fan now. I think you're just repaying me from when I was your number one fan.
Oh yeah. For surely. Okay. So Dion Brown. I'll describe. Dion is always in the making. But Dion. Mm-hmm. Dion.
Shout out to that.
Dion knows. Or is beginning to know that Dion is much bigger than Dion. And Dion has a legacy to live, a mission to to be put in place. Mm-hmm. Today, Dion is very hot in Southern California on this night.
It's, honey, it's about goddamn 93 degrees, I think.
And Dion is a musical artist. Dion is a performing artist. Dion is...
a fly-ass dresser.
A dresser. An activist. Icon. An icon. We gotta practice that. That self-love. Mm-hmm. That, like, claiming your time.
Hell yeah. Claiming your
titles. Claiming who you are. The titles. Titles. Damn, you are amazing. You know that?
Stop it. You're high.
Okay. Okay, okay. No. I mean this. Okay. Second question.
Okay.
What do you want everyone listening to know about you right now?
I want people to know that I am full of love and gratitude. And I'm full of strength. And some people, my doctors told me that I should go to rehab to get through what I've gotten myself through this summer.
Mm.
And I take a lot of pride in... I wish I would have had the money to go to rehab. That would have made my journey easier. But I'm proud of my survival. And I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish by leaving my jobs and taking that leap of faith that I had wanted to take for so long. But I was too scared because I was living in a shroud of fear. My mother's fear. And I've been trying to unlearn my mother's fear. And... I want people to know that I'm proud of myself, and I want them to know that they can be proud of themselves too. It's a choice, it's a decision, and everybody wants to complicate it and make it all types of difficult by saying, "Oh, it's a long journey and all that stuff." Yeah, it is, but it also can be done. Like, you have to know it can be done. Like, that's what my advice to anybody who's like starting this, like trying to figure out this, like this part of like the uncomfortable part is setting you up for so much comfort spiritually. Like you setting yourself up, like that's why every time I go into them energy healing cleanses with my healer.
Oh, because we're gonna get into that.
Every time I go in there, I put on my fucking boxing gloves, feel me? Like, I know that I'm gonna go in there and fight and sweat and be uncomfortable. And she made me do this breathing exercise that I fucking hated. And I was like, I don't wanna do that. And she was like making me do these things. And I was like, I don't wanna do it. And she was like, I know you don't. Keep saying that. Keep saying you don't wanna do it, but keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I kept doing it because I had a fight.
It's up. It's you against yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And that's what depression is. That's what it's like to that's I go in there and I fight that depression and that grief. But I had to wait till I became 31. My dad died in 2011. And
shout out to him.
Shout out to Crazy Ernie. And I had to go I held myself back because I was too afraid to deal with the fear that came from the grief of losing my father. And so I numbed it with alcohol and sex and men and medicine for ADHD and blaming myself and victimhood. And I filled that void with a lot of things. And I have to fight it every time I go in there. That's like a spiritual battle that I am willingly showing up. Like, that's like the gym. Like somebody working on their body, right? My spiritual gym is those is those energy healing cleanses.
Spiritual gym. Yeah. That's real.
And I go and I fucking work out there, and it's 90 minutes, and it's intense.
You can easily tire yourself out just in your mind, like sitting in bed trying to figure out, what is it worth it today to try it again? That's real. Mm-hmm. What are some truths you recently learned about yourself and the world?
I am resilient, man. I used to think I was weak. I used to even make comments like, I was so weak that I wouldn't even watch a scary movie because I would anticipate it to be more scary than it was. And then if that meant that I had to have a negative feeling even for 1 second, I would never subject myself to that. Do you know what that means? You know how weak that makes you? To willingly run away from things that scare you because you're so afraid of feeling what
feeling scared might feel like. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I can't do that anymore. And so once I flipped that and I stopped doing that, I realized how resilient I was. I actually was. Because when, you want to know when me and Chris's relationship started getting better? When I didn't give a fuck if that motherfucker came or went anymore. Like, I didn't care if he came or went, because I knew I'm a temple, and I'm rebuilding myself, you know, because I let myself get broken down by how other people made me feel, as though another person can make me feel anything.
Fear-based reality.
Because I have to give them permission to do that. And so I was giving everybody permission to make me feel scared about what I was good at or what I wasn't good at. And I allowed other people's opinions of me to dictate the things I did, even down to the way I dressed. Sometimes I would tone it down because I would get made fun of. I used to get made fun of for everything, man. I was the butt of every joke. Like, I was always too loud. I was always too annoying. I was always too political for some people. I was always too hood for others. I was always too something. And now I can't be too me. So I'm not living by anybody else's opinion of me anymore. And so I realized that has made me resilient. It's made me strong, because at the end of the day, I know that I have me. I have myself, and I'm pretty fucking dope. So if I had to go to a fucking deserted island and that was all I got, call me crazy, but I'll have a good time. Because yeah. I like myself now, and I didn't before. Mm-hmm. And so now that I have that, that's when I started respecting myself, is when other people started, I feel that other people can't disrespect me anymore because I don't give them permission to do that. I'm not gonna run away from conflict anymore because I'm afraid of the consequences of my words, because my words, yeah, they do have consequences, and they're called impact. And my words have impact when I do speak, and I choose not to speak sometimes because out of having respect for people that didn't even have respect for me. So I would put their, because I know I could hurt feelings, and so I know that I would put their feelings ahead of my own, even though they hurt me deep inside. And I would just like let people do them and be like, oh wow, you know, karma will get them back, like I used to teach you, remember? I would teach you, that's still good advice,
that's still real.
But I'm also allowed to be upset, and you reminded me of that today. Like, you reminded me of that today, and that's really important, because I would try so hard to take the high road every single time that I ended up being, like, I never put, people didn't realize that I wasn't the one, because I kept letting people have chances.
Wow.
And now I'm not doing that anymore. I'm gonna stand up for myself, and that's an act of bravery.
Bravery.
Just being yourself is an act of bravery, man.
It's a revolutionary act to really put on the clothes that you want to and do what you want to. And sometimes that's really hard as black and brown people, you know, especially when you're faced with getting up every day and participating in capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, with all those factors, it's really hard to get out of bed. So, my next question is, how do you get out of bed? Even considering everything, like, you have Trump, you have the current state of racism, you have the current state of being a brown woman, getting up, because there are people I know who are listening who are probably in your same space. How do you get up out of bed in the morning? What helps you particularly? What is the thought process? Because a lot of people, like, for real, if we're gonna keep it 100, you know, you're in bed, you're gonna stay there. Mm-hmm. Because whereas we fight as hard as we live for something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do because I'm crazy and I'm sad. Shout out to Sagittarius. But I'm gonna fight myself just as hard because I'm a powerful human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my biggest critic is also me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, how do you stop that critic from talking? And what is the thought, that one thought, that deciding thought that's like, all right, it's time to get the fuck up. It's time to go.
Man, that's the best question I ever got asked.
Really?
Wow, that took a lot of insight, man. I'll tell you, I'm literally sitting in my bed right now, and what usually happens is, Chris goes to work like around 5 in the morning or whatever. And so I, when I wake up, I'm by myself, which I really like. And I really like waking up by myself on like the regular days, like Monday through Friday, because it has allowed me to create a morning routine. And I used to struggle so much with waking up in the morning because I used to have to get up and go do something that I didn't want to do, which was working for some other people that even don't even believe in me or think I'm matter or am special in any way, shape, or form when I'm a fucking brilliant genius.
You can be replaced like that.
Yeah, and they just never gave a fuck about me or my capabilities or anything that I had to brought to the table, you know? And so I was hating my life and I was hating myself because I was a coward and I was just kept going and showing up to work because I was making sure that I was going to get a fucking retirement plan and some bullshit-ass benefits from Health Net, Salud y Mas, which is, like, fucking trash, number one. But that's aside from the point. But where was I going with this? Yeah, how do I get out of bed? Well, I get out of bed on harder days. So every morning my alarm goes off at 9 a.m. and it says protein shake. And then I wake up and I usually, if I'm not ready to wake up, I will be completely honest with myself because it's my responsibility, my state of mind, I can control. And I'm learning that. And so if I wake up upset or mean or feeling like I'm going to walk out there and say something mean to my mom or just like be like grumpy and rude, then I stay my ass in bed another 30 motherfucking minutes until I'm ready, good and goddamn ready to get up and be a nice person because I get to choose who that I choose who walks out there. And I for so long didn't know that. And I would wake up and be whoever the fuck my chemical imbalance wanted me to be that day.
Real.
Based on nothing. My mom could have did something really nice for me the night before and I wake up just because I'm, you know, fiending for fucking Adderall and shit and just, you know, overall spiritually drained. Like, I walk out there and I'm just like a little demon. Like, I'm just mean for no reason because, and it's not her fault, you know, but my mom, because that's unconditional love, she fights with me every day. She said, I'm not going to let you fall. Like, and she picks me up and she has been supporting me so much with this whole, you know, thing. But the morning routine, back to that, the morning routine, so for me, I'll get up at 9 a.m. little thing, and then if I have to, and then if I am having a particularly like negative day, then I'll put on meditation music on Apple Music, and I will go back to sleep with that music on, so it puts me in a nicer state of mind to when I wake up in 30 more minutes. Like, it puts me in a nicer state of mind.
So as you know, Angie is a working artist. So I'm gonna push a little bit more on this answer. How do you do this when you have obligations like a job or like shit like that?
You can't do it unless you wake yourself up super earlier before your day starts, get me? Like, but I am not a nice person before 10 a.m. That's just a fact of who I am. It's just a fact of who I am. And so I can either, A, do what I did for the last fucking 10 years working in public education and working for the city. Like, I could do what I have to do, thinking in my mind I got to do what I have to do, and just make the minimum of what is, of what meet the minimum requirements of my greatness. Because I'm fine with the fact that this might just be all there is, okay? So I show up and I try to act like somebody else, or like live somebody else's standards of like what's, you know, right and wrong, and I end up, you know, fucking up.
Yeah.
And so I think that the shit that I was doing was, where was I going with this? What was the question?
In the morning, even with a job. Or
like the job, yeah. So what I was doing is you can't do it because I woke up already in a hurry to get somewhere I hated. So there's mental health is almost, how do you have mental health?
Yeah.
And when you're in a situation like that, if your soul's not happy and you keep showing up, that's an act of war against yourself. That's an act of war against yourself. Like, you are traumatizing yourself. Like, you're the inner child, right? You're still the inner child. And so once you're of age to be like, okay, my parents were just fucking, they were kids too. They didn't have any idea what the fuck they were doing. Once you come to terms with that, then you get to start parenting yourself. And if you are parenting yourself, if that's true, if we're raising ourselves again, we get a choice on how we do that. We can either do it with meditation music, and I even stroke my hair when I'm having a hard time. Mm. I stroke my hair.
So knowing yourself and knowing the things that get you up is mm-hmm. what it is. So, like, say if I, for example, if I had class or work at, like, 5, 9 a.m., I would need to get up, like, damn, you know, good and damn well.
Because you're, yeah. Because if mornings are hard for you, get me? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not naturally your thing, then you got to accommodate yourself. That's why people with ADA accommodations like me, like, you have accommodations, reasonable accommodations is a law that you have to get that in school or work, you know, for things that you do differently because you got a disability. So you have to reasonably, if your disability is defined as the thing that most people could do but you can't, then waking up in the fucking morning will be a disability for me, because that's something I have to adhere to, because the world happens 9 to 5, right?
9 to 5.
And so if I operate 10 to 2, then something's wrong with me. But I'm smarter than everybody working 9 to 5 while I'm doing 10 to 2, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, but it's my brilliance is not rewarded because it doesn't look like everybody else's. Mm. And so that's what I feel. I don't know if that answered the question.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Wow. I don't really remember what I just said. Slow clap? You're slow funny, dude. Clap.
Oh, okay, let's get into some more questions. I'm going to do some nicer ones. Next time, you know what you actually should do? You should answer the questions. Like, you should do a segment, then you answer the questions, like, from your followers.
Oh, yeah, I got some questions, too. I can show you.
Yeah, so we can do that. But let me see. I'm trying to ask some more questions, some good ones.
How long is this shit?
I don't know. I think we're up until about 15 minutes now.
That's it? It feels like we've been talking for 20 hours.
I know.
See, that's because we pack a lot of punch into a small period of time. You feel me? Like, we're don't waste no time. Time,
girl, because that, oof.
Oh, my God, what? Time. You got a hard time?
Listen, colonizers, listen. Let me tell you something. You fucked us up with a lot of things. A lot of things. One of the things that hits me hard, though, that you have implemented into society is time.
Oh, my God, you sound like Nadia.
Time. Think about it, though.
The biggest scam of all.
The biggest scam. We have this circular ruler that controls our day.
Oh, my God, that's the biggest scam of all time. Time.
And what's funny is because a lot of black and brown people, we operate on
PC time.
And PC time yeah. is really like how I'm feeling.
I feel like PC time is like self-care time. Like, you know what? I would try to be there at 5:30, but if I'm not feeling it, that's then I'm going to get there at 7:30.
I am grown now, so I tell everyone, give me a range. 5, 5:15. Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
I'll let you know right now, if I'm late, it's because I wasn't feeling it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Or I was doing something else.
Keep it real. Keep it real on Hill. That's how we do it. So just so you guys know, we grew up on Hill Street.
Hill Street, don't look it up. Shout out to the FBI. I'm sure they're listening to me. It's that Women's March. My FBI agent. I'm sure they listen to something. They listen to you too.
Oh, they did listen to me on my ass. That's why they blocked me on. They probably had to cancel me too.
Shout out to
#cancel cancel me, please.
#.
Hey, if you ain't got canceled, you ain't even. You must not be speaking your mind.
Good. The white people will cancel you.
You want to know they tried to cancel my mom?
The white people tried to cancel your mom.
Let me tell you about it. So my mom. That's all I want is a white person. She's an Italian Catholic. She's like a little. My mom reminds me of like a Joe Pesci.
Damn. Got her ass too. Got her ass too. We're in an age where.
These hands are rated E for black, everyone.
White people can't slay their own. We out here eating chicken sandwiches.
Damn. Have you had a Popeye chicken
sandwich? No.
It's so fucking good.
You're a liar.
Chris got me one like the first night.
You better not.
It was so listen, fire.
No. Everyone fake because, listen, I don't know about you, but on Tuesdays.
What?
I was getting my 2 pieces for $1.29.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody want to talk about, you need to go to Popeye. First of all, Popeyes is not the pinnacle of culinary cuisine, okay? And not customer service. Before the chicken sandwich, Popeyes was wild anyway.
And them dry-ass biscuits.
Dry. And that's why.
Hey, but with honey?
That's why you go to the KFC and get the biscuits.
Okay? Oh, life hack.
You get the chicken out of Popeyes, go down the street.
Damn, that's a big...
Shout out to capitalism, you know how that works.
Hey, that's a big plug right there. You gotta give that. That's the life. Those are the life hacks that you gotta pass down to the generation that come after us.
They don't say that.
Yeah, we don't say that enough.
Speaking of
life hacks,
what are some life hacks for you? I'm gonna start off so we can get a theme.
Okay, I like where your head's at. You're my fucking guy.
College?
What? Fucking scam?
He's not the fucking guy.
No, I wish I would have told you that sooner.
Made me apply!
I know, it's a fucking scam.
You made me apply, and I got...
In law school now, so you're totally in the right place.
Okay, but I get there, right?
Okay.
And I thought it'd be cute, you know, like...
You did have such the cutest pictures. Like, you were like a whole...
And then...
The second coming of a whole different world, or what's that?
Yeah, it was going really good.
Yeah.
Up until 5 o'clock on the first day when I got hungry.
And you were like,
I was like, okay.
Why didn't you call me and ask me for money? I would have gave you money.
Shout out to Angie and her money. I'm going to bed.
To Angie and her money.
Sleep for dinner?
Damn, it was sleep o'clock.
It was sleep for dinner a couple of nights.
Oh, honey, that's it. You hadn't discovered the 99 cent store yet?
They don't got no 99 cent stores in the Bay.
Hey, I will cook you up with the whole care package.
$1.29 plus the paper straw tax, whatever that is. Oh, y'all gonna hate that down here. Let's talk about straws.
Okay, you know what? Fuck straws. Because they be killing dolphins and shit.
You know what? I bet to differ. I'm going to fight you on this.
You know what? I have a silicone straw, and that's a little bit more sustainable. Okay, you feel me?
Let me put you on to something, though.
What? It's going to give me cancer?
Girl. The Earth doesn't care about your straws,
okay? The Earth doesn't care about your struggles.
No, I'm going to let you know right now. Stop blame everyone. Everyone.
Everyone. However, in the whole wide world.
I'm going to let everyone know now.
It's three people listening.
I'm going to let you know.
I don't know.
Don't get on me. Don't press me about no plastic bag, about no damn straws, when you got corporations out here.
You with a plastic island in the middle of the ocean.
Plastic island. Killing on people. Oh, and then you wanna press me about being vegan? Aren't your Birkenstocks leather?
Oh my god, that's funny. That needs to go on your Netflix comedy special. And it starts right here, right now.
That's my thing. What's your view on the environment?
Oh my god, I love the environment.
I mean, we love the environment.
I'm mad that the fucking Brazil is burning the Amazon.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
It's, man, you know what? And you know what else? Fuck Bolsonaro.
Also that.
Fuck that motherfucker. He's a fucking bitch.
Also that.
And,
let's go down the list.
Fuck Bolsonaro, fuck whoever lit the fire, cause...
Ice, Trump, let's get all that
out. Oh, yeah, motherfuck Donald Trump.
Let's get,
Hey, when Nip was like, man, am I tripping? Or, I thought all that Donald Trump shit was a motherfucking joke, like...
I thought it was a joke, too.
Honey, I did, until I didn't, and then he won, and I was at DPL, and I was sitting next to Shihan, and I was like, I just started crying, I was like, he won, and then he's like, I already knew he was gonna win, and I was like... Bro, I did not see that coming.
Can I tell you something?
I thought it was a publicity stunt.
I was laughing at everybody. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Because we know.
I didn't know.
Everybody, all the white people. Oh, Trump, boy, it's a hard day today. For who? You remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody went to work and had to deal with the white people.
Yeah, like, your ass probably voted for him.
So, fuck Trump. And who else?
Fuck Donald Trump.
I want to say, fuck Hometown Buffet. The one
the location by my house closed down. Although it did help me with very hungry nights.
The what buffet?
Hometown buffet.
Oh my god, that used to be expensive.
Was it? Never knew her. Never knew her.
Never felt that. Don't know Never what that is. That. Okay, what's your take on Joanne the Scammer? Love her.
Where are they?
Oh, is that they? Is that how?
I don't know. I just go by they.
Okay, well, Joanne the Scammer, their dad died. Or their mom died. Yes. And I read that tweet and I was so sad. And I was like, oh, I feel sorry for her.
So they just, they probably laying it low right now.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know, but she's the funniest bitch I know. She's so fucking funny to me. Like, oh my god. I love her so much.
So, next thing. What are some things that Angie is obsessed with right now?
Oh my god, let me tell you.
Put us on. No, and this is the put us on edition. Don't be like, oh, I watched Stranger Things.
No, let me fucking tell you.
I listened to this. Did you hear the Beyonce album?
Like, no. All the things you already know about? No, let me tell you about some shit you don't know about. Let me tell you.
I swear to God, if you see Kali Uchis, I swear to God.
Okay, I'm assuming you already know about her.
Yes.
Okay, so what I need to tell you is that product right over there, you can grab it. It is a salve for your vagina.
This one?
No. No, that's shaving gel.
This one?
No, it's in the, that's body oil. It's in the pink box right there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is...
Interesting.
Hemp Feminine Balm. And it's a product called Miss Buds.
What is balm?
Balm is... Well, you can also put this on your vajay.
No, I'm not.
Well, because look at what it does.
What do?
It just, like, keeps your pH in a really good place. So that means, like... I don't know. Have you ever gotten, like, a urinary tract infection?
Yes.
Like, that has to do with your pH levels.
All your followers know I have a urinary tract
infection. Honey, that's completely normal. I get them all the time.
Y'all need to drink your cranberry juice.
And also, make sure you pee after sex. And you also, a way to fight it is also this balm. It has hemp in it, and it's a pH balance. It's made with pure hemp seed oil. And this thing will just, it just keeps you fresh, like, all day. And I love it so much. And when I get, like, it, because the fucking fleas bite me. And so I'll put this on it, and it's, like, anti-itch. It's, like, it's just so lovely and amazing.
Oh, yes.
So you should definitely try it. I got it at Walmart. And
shout out to Fred, her cat.
Shout out to Fred. The notorious F-R-E motherfucking D.
Notorious.
No. Notorious. And you could just, like, add that, and then it'd be like, yes. A motherfucking Fred.
Let me put that in. You'll make a note there. Okay. Second thing. Put a song. Give me a musical artist you've really been on that you think nobody knows about. Give me, like, what is your, like, ooh. Like, ooh. This is hitting right now. Hitting.
Well, I don't know how to name a whole new brand new artist. I'll just know the one I want to talk about right now is Cardi B, because that's who introduced the motherfucking intro.
Just Cardi B,
because, like, but people don't realize the depth of her lyricism. Like, what did I just do for you right now?
Her lyricism before
Get Up 10.
I was,
but, like, so before, so, like, on the Gangsta Bitch Volume 1 and 2.
Oh, wait. That's my question. My next what? Question. Okay, so listen to Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
My next question.
Mm-hmm.
Side note. You are my first, like, contact by means of Cardi B fan. Like, the Cardi B fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't, had no idea.
I mean, Cardi B has fans, but, like, I'm a Cardi fan.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So,
oh, right where.
Shout out to the other Cardi, Playboy Cardi.
Who's that?
Playboy Cardi?
What?
I gotta put you on to that. Looks like we're making a playlist. So, my question is, how do you feel about this Nicki Minaj, Cardi B?
Oh, shit. Okay.
You know I had to ask.
I think Nicki Minaj is fucking brilliant. I think she's a brilliant fucking artist, and she always has been. I loved Nicki Minaj since Pink Friday. Like,
yeah.
I loved that album, that fucking Roman's Revenge. But she was talking about Lil' Kim. She was. And so she was taking shots at people. You feel me? Like, she was. But she she's also smart. Like, she's, like, 50 Cent smart, because 50 Cent's, like, a businessman, and I think Nicki Minaj is, like, a businesswoman, feel me? Like, so I think that she knows, if you want to be the best, you don't take shots at people who aren't the best. That's what hip-hop is, taking people's spots. That's what they're rapping about. Don't you see that?
This is real.
That's what they're rapping about. That I'm the motherfucking greatest in the world. Like, that's what they're saying. They're not like, well, I'm like the number three rapper in the world. Like, no, they're not saying that. They're saying that's what it is. It's like, it's called, in Jay-Z's book, Decoded, he said, I'm going to fuck this word, a bravadocio or something like that.
Bravadocio.
I don't know what that means, but that's what it is. That's where beef is born.
That's the art.
Yeah. Because if you want to be the best, like I say, you can't come for somebody who's not the best. So,
who do you think is the best rapper of all time?
Oh, shit.
All time. I'm not playing with you today.
No. See, because that's too... You can't ask that question, because that's like... You can't compete where you can't compare. So, these people are not the same type of artists.
If you had to choose one... I'm not playing with you.
Okay, well, I got Nas lyrics tatted like on my body.
Diane Sawyer. We don't do that.
This is Hill Street Mafia, bitch.
Come on.
Okay.
One person.
Fuck, well, I do got Nas lyrics tatted on my body. So, like, I have...
Nas!
Are you mad?
I'm not
mad. Okay, so what?
It's a SoCal thing. I was hoping, like, a Missy Elliott.
Oh, but I had to be a woman because I'm a feminist?
No. I said Missy Elliott because everyone loves Missy Elliott.
Yeah, but that's a given. Missy Elliott is like a mainstream genius. She was fucking people up and they didn't even know because she's so entertaining.
Where did she come from?
She's so entertaining that she forgets. She makes people forget that what she's saying is real as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She be saying some mad feminist shit in her lyrics. Like, she's always been ahead of her time. She said, ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. She said, girls, get that cash. Whether it's 9 to 5 or you shaking your ass.
Yes.
Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. That's some real feminist shit right there.
And I went to her concert. Best concert I've ever been to.
That's literally feminist theory summed up in a verse.
Everyone was moving.
Is that a verse?
Everyone knew the words. Everyone reversed it.
She created culture.
She
created culture.
Wow.
There's no other way to put that. Legendary is fucking ladies.
Okay. One more thing.
Why did I call them ladies? Well, I guess they're ladies, but...
Yeah. Three more questions left.
We're high.
Number three, probably.
Are you high?
What... One artist alive right now.
Okay.
You're a poet, it can be a writer. Okay. Actually, I'll put it like this. There's a book. What I'm saying is one of your favorite artists is releasing one last piece of work. For a musical artist, it's a tour. For a writer, it's a book.
Okay.
And it has to be people alive. Who are you dropping a rack for? And when I mean a rack, I mean $1,000.
This is the most dramatic question I've ever been asked in my life.
I'm dropping $1,000 for Dr. Seuss's last book. You know,
signed?
For me?
First edition, signed?
Signed, all of that. For me, I'm going to let you know right now, Sade, the minute she goes back on tour, I'm going to go see her.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Beyonce, of course. Rihanna, you know, any day.
It's a given.
You know.
You are the most funniest person in life.
Rihanna. Who are we dropping a rack for? Who is Angie dropping $1,000?
The fact that you had to, like, add the extras on it, like, that's some Hill Street drama right there.
You know.
Like, that's manufactured on Hill Street.
That's real. It's real. Because people ask you all them funny questions.
Are you dropping a rack for?
$1,000 for right now.
Oh, okay.
Come on, girl. and is that, like, it's thousands. Like, it affects you. This is an imaginary world where you got thousands of dollars. I'm talking about you have rent, and it's the 15th of September. And you have $1,020 in your account.
This exactly. question sounds like it should be a General Hospital plot of an episode.
What? You gotta give it to me.
Oh my god.
Subtotal, taxes, and everything equals
a Selena. Oh fuck, it has to be alive?
They have to be alive.
Why are you making it so difficult? Because I'm dreaming of you tonight. Damn.
But she's not alive. And you ain't going tonight.
My mom's gonna come in here and fucking slap us both. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Yes, I said alive.
This is a hard question, and I don't like that you're attacking my personal spirit because of it.
Your followers want to know.
My followers, I am not Jesus.
I mean, but, you know, this is good conversation.
What do you think of Ricky Thompson? Because I love him so much.
Don't know him.
Never heard of him.
All black boys know each other. I definitely know who he is.
And he's so cute, right?
He's okay. Oh, you like him? I love him.
He's my fave.
Shout out to Jay Versace,
Shout out to all of the people that are on the internet making money for being exactly who they are.
Shout out to, there was something in the makeup community, but shout out to them.
All of them. Each and every one.
And the disenfranchised ones. Shout out to all of them.
Yes.
But for real, stop avoiding the question. Who are you dropping a rack for? Because you'd be surprised.
Like, okay, so what you're asking me ultimately is whose work entertains me the most?
That is, yes.
That's essentially what you're asking me? Okay, then Yossi Madreyes. He fucking is the best writer I've ever... he's the best writer. Hands down, period. Like,
did his work change your life?
Yeah. It changed my perception of what a... the hybrid cross between... It opened my eyes to the fact that there could even be a hybrid cross between a gay boy from the hood who's also... Mexican and like has these like his life is so beautifully interesting to me that like it opened my eyes up to a whole new like kind of like breed of person.
Change of life.
Yeah, like, and the writing is so raw and it's so in his own voice. Like, that man knows how to sing in his own voice, and that is such a beautiful thing to read. Like, every time he reads something or like shows something on his Instagram, I'm like the first person to like it. I'm like, man, I fucking love him. Like, he has such a beautiful voice as a writer, and I just really respect him as an artist.
Okay, on to my second.
He's gonna question. Be like, okay, bitch, get off my dick.
Right. I'm a oof. Last two questions. Shout out to my potential career being a host.
Honey, you talk about, it's here.
You talk about changing of life. How his works really changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other pieces of work that have changed your life and have defined you as a writer?
Sylvia Plath, The Bell Jar. Oh my god, I couldn't even finish the book.
Ooh.
I couldn't finish the book.
You couldn't finish it?
No, I didn't. I still to this day haven't finished the motherfucking book. Because it, but what she did do, and people are gonna think I'm motherfucking crazy. I know that this is gonna seal the deal if anybody was on the fence about that. So I get halfway into reading the book, and she possessed me with a poem. Like, when I say possessed, I mean I had a vision of, she showed me how she killed her kids, how she killed herself in front of her kids.
Oh!
In the same, she showed me, and that. And it wasn't until after I Googled that to actually see if it was true. Oh my god, I'm getting fucking chills. I never really told people this before. That I read on Google after I had the vision that was true. I had never read that before. I had never known that before. I had never even wondered who the fuck Sylvia Plath was.
Pay attention to your kids, your dreams, kids.
Yeah, real. And so I like it like basically possessed me, and I wrote this poem, and it's called Sylvia, and it is the most haunting poem. You want to fucking have a horror movie, you turn that poem into a movie. Ooh.
And you hadn't finished it.
I'd never finished the book. I couldn't do it. It would have killed me because I was so weak at that time that she was trying to possess me. She was trying. So depression is possession just without all the religion attached. You know? Like, it, sadness possesses you. And so she tried to get me because she knew that I'm so
that energy was transferred to you.
Mm-hmm. And I felt it and I said, oh no, I don't know. I saw what could happen. She was trying to show me what could happen to me if I let depression take over. She was trying to warn me. And then when I saw that, I said, oh no, I from that moment forward, I like started to learn how to fight against depression, and that was how to not feel it. So I would just not feel it. Mm-hmm. I would not feel it. And so I would choose not to feel it, whether it was with sex or whether it was alcohol, whether it was then became Adderall, and then I would just numb myself, so I didn't have to feel it, because I knew that if I let myself feel it, I could turn out like her. But that's not what she was trying to tell me. She was trying to tell me, you're special, you have something like me, but the risk is very big if you let that in. If you let that sadness in, like, if you let that grief eat you.
So she saved your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that was during a time when I was really suicidal. Mm. So I did not want to live. And I remember I was living with my friend Angel at the time. And I, like, brought her downstairs after I had wrote the poem. And I read her the poem. And, oh, my God. It was, like, when I finally said, like, the last word of exit in my mouth, I, like, breathed out. And I knew that that's what I was supposed to, like, be on earth to do, because I think I helped her a little bit, and she helped me, you know? Like, she got it, because she feels very bad about what she did. Like, she stuck her head in the oven. She, like, went, and she put towels under the door for her kids so that the stuff from the inside of the stove wouldn't get them. Because that's how she died, from, like, asphyxiation. She inhaled that shit. But she killed herself with her kids in the room above her. She, like, put them to bed. And she was so... she's a beautiful writer, right? Like, so talented. But her grief and her melancholy, she let it possess her. And then she got dark. And that's why I couldn't finish reading the book. It was getting really dark. And... yeah, so that is, like, a work of art that, like, really changed my life. And then I wrote this poem called Sylvia, and that's how I wrote that poem. I never read it because it's fucking scary.
That's my next thing. Are there pieces of work that you have not finished yet because it's too much to do with, or, like,
mm-hmm.
the life story wasn't finished? Because, like, for example, I was telling you I was working on a project, but I learned that I was writing an album to a story that wasn't finished yet.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to rush the process.
So are there pieces of work that you have not finished yet?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of things I want to say about my mom that I don't think I can say until I'm ready to feel the repercussions of hurting her.
Mm.
So, I'm also protecting myself, because I don't want to ever see my mom feel pain.
Mm.
Oh my God. So yeah, I think that was a hard question. Fuck you. Don't you ever do that to me ever again.
I love you, girl.
Oh man, wow.
Last thing. If you could do one last thing on this earth. One last thing. All-encompassing God moment. Everyone take a deep breath.
That was needed.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing you want to accomplish here? Like, what is the file that your ancestors, your grandma, God put in your mind?
To help heal another person, because I believe I'm a healer at heart and by nature, and a teacher, and to inspire another human being, I think is the best feeling in the world. And so I think that would be what I would choose.
That's what you would choose.
Yeah, is that weird?
It's beautiful.
Round of applause. Oh, God. You got me in my feelings. Don't do it.
And that's your episode.
And that's episode number one, baby.
Last year episode. Thank God for tuning in.
Let him know. Fun. Drop your little brr, 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 brr. This is Derwin. Leon. Brown, 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 see, brown, brown.
She always get me. She always get me too. But my Instagram
is
Twitter, Snapchat, Derwin Dion Brown. So Derwin, DERWIN DEON Brown. As in the color, as in my skin.
Ooh.
Black Lives Matter always matter. Shout out to all my friends, all my family. I love everyone dearly. Shout out to God. Shout out to my ancestors, Ashe.
Yes.
Shout out to Leslie's Nails because she just ran through my head. Leslie Garcia.
Hey,
Nails.
Leslie.
No. Virgo Rising Nails, if you're in the Bay Area. Shout out to
Angie. Ooh, should I get my nails done?
You should.
I would love to go. I can't wait to meet her.
Shout out to Angie and this damn beautiful book, Confessions of a
Firework.
Firework. I had to break it down for him.
Oh, I was like, oh, you did. You know what you just did? You did your little like soul thing. Like that was so fire.
94.7.
The wave.
The wave.
That was your. That was your jazz voice. Yeah. Like. Damn, a sexy now. Ass voice. Like
94.7, the way it changes. Yeah, they always add something new. I'm trying to think of anything else. Shout out to black people. Shout out to brown people.
Shout out.
Shout out to my girl Angie. I know she'll be listening to this.
I love us.
My other Angie. Shout out to my baby Conrad.
Ooh. Do not.
Shout out to the Bay Area. Shout out to Pasadena. Shout out to San Gabriel.
Yay, yay.
66, always forever in life. Shout out to Inglewood. And
shout out to Hill Street.
Shout out to Highland Park. Shout out to Inglewood.
East
and Watts with all the gentrification.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Silver Lake, Echo Park, and Eagle Rock.
We need to save. Please Pasadena. Do your part. Remember, communism always. I'm playing. Not really. Actually, I'm playing, yeah, because I know my agent is listening. Ooh. Last words. Do you have anything you want to tell anybody for the next?
Stay far from timid. Always make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit, motherfucker. Biggie Smalls. Don't ever do that again. Thank you so much for listening. I am Millennial Miha, and if you want to know more about me or if you want to book me for some creative shit, you can hit me up at Instagram, Millennial Miha, or on my website, millennialmiha.com.